But what do you mean I created the car crash? I stopped at the red light. The guy behind me crashed into me. How did I create that? And here's the answer. You didn't think of a car crash. You didn't throw out car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash. You did not do that, probably. You may have, but it's unlikely. How did that occur? Real simple. When the guy crashed into you, you were parked, minding your own business at the red light. You stopped at the red light. The guy crashed into you. Here's the question. How did you feel? I felt so frustrated. I felt like my whole day's ruined. I felt like I'm not going to be able to get everything I need done. I have to handle this car crash. I thought, I can't believe this is happening to me. That was my feeling. Okay, good. So this is how you created that car crash. You were thinking about experiences or circumstances that gave you those similar feelings earlier, hours, days, weeks, or months. You were transmitting at some point throughout the day or night those feelings. So anytime anybody has a circumstance where they say, I got into this car crash, how did I create this? And I go, what feelings? Or I tripped down a flight of stairs, or I got fired from my job. Something that appears to be negative. I go, what feelings did you get when that situation happened? And they give me a series of feelings. I go, what was the most prominent one? I go, good. Now, over the last few days or weeks, what have you been thinking about that gave you a similar feeling? And virtually instantaneously, they go, oh my gosh, yeah, I was thinking about my brother-in-law's problem or such and such situation that gave me a very similar feeling. And so the answer is all the thoughts that you put out are vibrations. And if you're thinking of a situation, a negative situation that happened 20 years ago, that, oh, this guy screwed me in this business deal, guess what? You're going to be continued to have circumstances and events that come into your life that give you similar feelings. This is why relationships, people have bad relationships, they keep attracting the same type of person in their life. They can't attract anybody new because they keep focusing on the feelings that they got with the person that they were with. And that's what they're throwing out into the universe. Instead of defining what they want, they're focusing on what they didn't want to happen. And by focusing on when you didn't want to happen, that means you're still thinking about it. Remember, you get what you think about most of the time. If you're thinking about what you don't like, if you're thinking about what you don't want, if you're thinking about what you don't want to happen, that's what you are transmitting out of your brain, and you will get experiences and situations that give you the same feelings. Do you understand that? It's the feelings that you transmit. That's why some people put out a specific thing they want. But it's really the feeling that you want. And then what comes to you maybe isn't exactly the thing that you were transmitting, but you got a circumstance or thing or event or person put in your life that gave you the feeling that you were transmitting, which is what our ultimate objective is anyway, is feeling. The problem is, if you are focusing on bad feelings, you're going to get circumstances and events which give you similar bad feelings of frustration, disappointment, rage, anger, grief. Those are all going to be put into your experience and into your life. Think about it this way. Whatever you really, 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 really want and believe you can have, you'll get it. Because you have strong desire and your brain is going to be pulsating and transmitting powerful, intense vibrations of what you want. And if you have excitement and anticipation and you believe you'll get it, it'll come right in. But here's the opposite. Whatever you really, 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 really don't want, you'll also get that too. Because that means you're focusing on it. That means you're thinking about it. And that means your brain is pulsating and transmitting vibrational frequencies of what you don't want and the feelings associated with it. And those will start coming into your experience as well. So when you understand that your brain, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is pulsating vibration, and it doesn't matter if it pulsates a vibration for a couple seconds or a couple minutes with low frequency or low intensity and low power, it's not going to come rushing in because you'll have counter-intention, more powerful ones which will counteract it, which is why you don't have to think about the 10 billion thoughts that you have every day. It's you get what you think about most of the time. So those little thoughts that you don't think about a lot, don't worry about them. And we're going to talk about the thought itself is not an issue. It's how to regulate this on a very simplistic basis. But when you understand that your brain transmits vibrational frequency at various levels of intensity and power, and that's what you get into your experience, that means that you've created everything in your life. And here's the 10-second miracle. The 10-second miracle is that the moment that you understand that, you now take 100% responsibility for everything in your life. If you take 100% responsibility for everything in your life and know, without judgment, without getting mad, without getting frustrated or angry, just know that everything in your life you've created. And if you've created it, you can change it just as fast or faster. And when you know that, when you know that, and take 100% responsibility, your whole life changes. Because now you never will become a victim ever again. And you stop using what's called mysticism, which is blaming outside influences on your circumstances. The way the masses have been controlled is to get the masses to believe that it's not their fault. It's the government's fault. It's the economy. It's the banks. It's the interest rates. It's the political powers that be. It's their mother and father. It's the trauma they had when they were a child, when they fell off a runaway horse. That traumatized them and that affected them today. And they start saying it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. It's not you. You're a victim. It's not your fault. That's how masses are controlled, to get the people to believe that it's not their fault. Because if you get them to believe it's not their fault, that their situation is not caused by them, you're telling them they have no power and no control to change it. And you keep them wallowing at a level.